Bob, Brad Thompson, and Chris Rodger, Anthony Salter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy Chris Kerber of the Blues Radio Network, and I'm sure Kerbs, you're inching to get back. We're almost about not inching, itching to get back. About a month or so right now, Kerbs.
Well, we're inching closer to it. We can say it that way, can't we?
Sure.
Sure can.
Yeah. Itching to get back, yeah. Inching toward it. Yeah. Yeah. I think it both works. Yeah.
I got your back on that.
I appreciate that, Kerbs. All right. So let me ask you this. We're all big believers in the Blues. We all believe that they can make another run here. They got the rest now. Getting head guys back like Vladimir Tarasenko, huge, all that, right? However, if there is going to be one team that you could foresee being an issue for the Blues when they start things up again, who do you think that team is?
I think the Colorado Avalanche. I think the Blues have played the Las Vegas Golden Knights pretty well in the few short years that they've been in the league. And even though the last time the Blues played them, they had a good sizable lead, Vegas came back. I think the Blues seem to match up well against them. The Colorado Avalanche are an up-and-coming team, and if they get some solid goaltending, they can throw lines at you with waves, they can be physical, and they're big on the back end. They're built very much like the St. Louis Blues. They've got that high-end skill in Nathan MacKinnon on the top line. So to me, in the Western Conference, I think it would be them that could probably derail the Blues as much as anybody.
Hey, Kerbs, I know that everybody's going to end up being on the same page here as we get back, as we inch closer to Phase 3.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As we get closer to Phase 3 and the playoffs being upon us, look, everybody is maybe there's going to be a slow start, and players, there's not the continuity that is there. But the one position I look at and say, man, you better not have a slow start, is in net. When you look at this, I mean, is there anybody that's more important to the Blues when they come back? And I guess this could be said, Kerbs, about any postseason in general, but Jordan Binnington and Jake Allen, I mean, these guys are going to have to be great, aren't they?
They are, and that's going to be the case for everybody because, as you mentioned, once you make up for the fact that you've got, you know, players that are going to have to get back at it and kind of work out some of the kinks, the one thing that can really get you going quickly is goaltending. And that's one of the parts about the play-in rounds that is going to be really, really fascinating to watch. That is why some of the teams that were not in the top four in a conference, guys, that's why some of the teams were kind of a little hesitant about, you know, this play-in round and opening it up to 12 teams. For example, the Edmonton Oilers against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks are going to come in as the 12th seed. The Edmonton Oilers would have been the 5th seed. And you could have Carey Price easily steal a couple games to help you win a best-of-five. I mean, Crawford. Same thing, though, with the Montreal Canadiens over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Carey Price for Montreal could end up stealing some games. And so goaltending early on could be just massively, massively important just to see who gets into play in the 16 teams for the playoffs.
Well, let's talk about how you manage the workload of two goaltenders that you feel pretty confident in when you have this shortened of a season. I mean, how much playing time is Jake Allen getting, provided they're both healthy?
Well, I think you even have to go one step further. I think you've got to look at Billy Husso. And so, you know, when the Blues break for the Hub Cities, assuming everything stays on track and it happens, when that happens, the Blues are going to play one or two kind of training camp preseason games before the seeding games that they'll play. Then they'll have the three seeding games. So I don't think that the Blues are going to be too overly concerned about where they get seeded for the first round of the playoffs. I think they're going to use, because they know that they're automatically in there, I think they're going to use those three games, one against Colorado, one against Vegas, and one against Dallas, plus that, you know, the training camp game or two, and I don't know if it's been decided if they're going to play one or two yet, and I think that they're going to use those to get as many guys in as they can and as many guys up to speed. So I would expect even Billy Husso to get some playing time along with Jake Allen and Jordan Binnington in that stretch, just to get into a game, because if you do have a goalie injury, you're going to want to go deep, and I think the Blues are planning on bringing four goaltenders along for the ride. So the fact that they have the bye by being one of the top four teams is beneficial for them to work in a few more guys and manage those seeding rounds as if it were, training camp games and regular season games, not playoffs.
Chris Kerber is our guest here in the Fast Lane on 101 at ESPN, voice of the Blues for the Blues Radio Network right here on 101 at ESPN. Kerbs, is there any other coach in not only the Western Conference but in the NHL that is more prepared to overcome a challenge of having a postponement like the NHL had coming back than Craig Berube? I think about some of the other coaches in the Western Conference, and I can't pinpoint another coach that will have his team more prepared and focused than Craig Berube based off what he did a year ago.
No, I agree with you. I mean, more prepared, no. I think Jared Bednar is going to have his team in a great spot. But again, they're inexperienced when it comes to some of the playoff scenarios. And then, you know, obviously I think the Pete DeBoer with Las Vegas is a fascinating one because, you know, here's a guy that has taken two teams to Stanley Cup finals. He's been to another Western Conference final, let go by the San Jose Sharks, immediately picked up by Las Vegas. So I think the Vegas approach is going to be really strong. They were playing well underneath him. But I've talked to Vladimir Tarasenko this week. I've talked to Alex Pietrangelo this week. And you, when you talk to them and they talk to you about being prepared and getting ready to play, you just hear that resolve and that focus that was given to this team by their head coach and Craig Berube. So, and he's already got, and frankly, we think we had Craig Berube on about a week and a half ago on our Behind the Bench show, and he said it too. He goes, look, the most important thing right now is going to be whichever team is just willing to accept the situation for what it is and not let the other challenges of Hub City or quarantine or whatever get in the way mentally. They're the team that's going to have the advantage, and it goes back to the simple just control what you can control approach.
The overall idea, you got me pumped up here talking about Tarasenko and him chomping at the bit, because all the time that he has missed, for him to get a chance to be on this stage again here soon, I mean, he has got to be so amped up for that, and I know Blues fans are ready to see him out there again.
Yeah, he said he's ready to go. He said he's completely healthy, and that even the extra time now, it's been 106 days since the pause started. Even this extra time has allowed him to continue to get stronger and stronger. And so you've got to be pretty excited when he said he's ready to go. And Craig Berube even said that, you know, when Vladimir was kind of knocking on the door to get back, and he would have played in the regular season had the season continued prior to the playoffs, they said that he was in better shape than he was when he came into camp. And I think that's encouraging, too.
So we are a week after we talked last, and we're a week closer to getting the season going. Is there any indication that there's a concern or like a significant amount of concern on the part of players are getting back out there?
Well, look, there are still some hurdles that they're going to have to go through, and they've just been dealing with them a lot more quietly and a lot less in the public eye than baseball did. But like right now, Larry Brooks wrote an article today from the New York Post. You know, part of what the league has been working on with the Players Association is a CBA extension to help both the players and the league manage through the next couple of seasons, because it's not just going to be all of a sudden, okay, get through this restart, and then everything's going to be back to normal. It's going to take 2, 3, 4 seasons to kind of, I think, get your business back on track here, and that's something that people need to be aware of. So they're working on that part. I do believe that there are players that have concerns about this bubble city situation that still need to be put to bed. And it's clear, because the league has not announced which of the cities they are choosing, that the league is still going through certain negotiations and clearing issues with each of those cities on how to determine that. So there are still some issues that need to be resolved to go through. But I also get the sense when you either talk to some players or listen to some interviews that some other teams and other players have put out there, that there's a willingness to say, okay, we know that it's not going to be easy, but we've got to do whatever we can do to get back at it. And I think that's really the encouraging part. I don't sense a lot of intrepidation of gloom and doom. I just sense, you know, cautiousness and more curiosity of how will this all work out and will it work out well enough.
Hey, if you missed any of the show with Chris Kerber the last couple of nights, This Week in Hockey or Behind the Bench, you can go to 101ESPN.com. Shows on demand, tab right there at the top. Click on This Week in Hockey or Behind the Bench. You're not going to want to miss some of the interviews that Chris Kerber did with Vladimir Tarasenko or a couple weeks ago with Berube. Great stuff, as always, from Kerbs. And we appreciate it, Chris. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks. That's Chris Gerber, voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN. Convince me. Why are you going to bet on the Cardinals? Why are you going to bet on the Blues to win a championship in 2020? That's next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.